Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 11 of Volume 2 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is A Faith That Works. Alan Redpath said, "Every precious truth we learn must be applied by faith and appropriated individually into our lives, or else it will mean nothing whatsoever." Our text today is Joshua 11, verses 1 through 9. When Jabin, king of Hazor, heard of this, he sent to Jobab, king of Madon, and the king of Shimron, and to the king of Ashkpath, and to the kings who were in the northern hill country, and in the Arabah south of Chinneroth, and in the lowland, and in Naphoth-Dor on the west, to the Canaanites in the east and the west, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites in the hill country, and the Hivites under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. And they came out with all of their troops, a great horde, in number like the sand that is on the seashore, with very many horses and chariots. And all these kings joined their forces and came and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them, for tomorrow at this time I will give over all of them slain to Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua and all his warriors came suddenly against them by the waters of Merom and fell upon them. And the Lord gave them into the hand of Israel, who struck them and chased them as far as Great Sidon and Mizrephoth-Maim, and eastward as far as the valley of Mizpah. And they struck them until he left none remaining. And Joshua did to them just as the Lord said to him. He hamstrung their swords and burned their chariots with fire. Brian Harper gives a great introduction to Joshua 11. There's a big difference between promise and reality. A politician declares no new taxes. That's the promise. However, after he's elected, a tax bill is brought before the legislature, and he votes for it. That's the reality. At a romantic dinner, a young man says to his fiancée, "I love you so much, there is nothing I would not do for you." That's the promise. Then, when the waiter finishes serving them, the young man asks for separate checks. That's the reality. An employer says to his prospective employee, "When you come to work for us, we will take care of you." That's the promise. But then 6 months later, the employee is fired as the company downsizes. That's the reality. Sometimes, promises do not become reality. At other times, promises are fulfilled, and the reality is even greater than anticipated. That was the case in our text for this study. This generation of Hebrews, and the generation before them, had been driven by the promise of a land that God had ordained for them, their own land, where they could put down their roots and raise their families and enjoy the blessings of life. Finally, that dream was becoming a reality as the people of Israel settled down in the land that God had prepared for them. Joshua 11 begins an entire section of Scripture describing God's fulfillment of His promises and Israel inheriting their promised land. Joshua 11:6 gives us a repeated emphasis from the book of Joshua. "Do not be afraid of them. The Lord never wastes His words." The reason he says 365 times in Scripture, "Do not be afraid," is because he knows we are afraid. If you are afraid, you are in good company. God had to tell many giants of the faith not to be afraid. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Elijah, and the list goes on and on. But they overcame their fear with faith and took the battle to the enemy. And you're going to have to do the same. God's words to them is the same word that He has for you. Don't be afraid. Replace your fear with faith in a God who has all power and can do anything. Some questions for today. What new chapter of your Christian life do you anticipate God will open as you step out in faith? And why do you feel this way? How does Deuteronomy 20, verse 1, encourage you considering what happens in Joshua 11, 4 through 5? When you go out to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army larger than your own, you shall not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Allow the following Do Not Afraid scriptures to bring courage to your soul. Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 56:3-4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your supernatural courage that comes in our moments of fear. Teach us how to embrace your commands not to fear in each moment where we want to be afraid. Thank you that we can bring all these things to you. In Christ's name, amen.